This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two people are in police custody after reports of a student with a gun at a Denver high school this morning. The Denver Police Department says officers retrieved a paintball gun following a lockdown at Northfield High School. Juniors Jackson and Vicente were running late to school at the time of the incident and say police were quick to respond.
As soon as we got here, man, we just couldn't go inside the building. They said that there was cops all over the campus and we were just in question, so they told us to go back to our cars.
The students say the school has been in high alert since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The district announced there would be more police presence through the end of the school year. Yesterday, a panel of scientists told Colorado regulators to prepare the energy grid for more heat waves, wildfires, and floods. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
In recent years, wildfires, drought, and freezing temperatures have knocked down power across the country. State and federal experts told the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to expect more of the same as climate change makes Colorado warmer and drier. The commissioners mainly wanted to know about better ways to predict and model for those disasters, such as the potential for strong winds to bring down power lines. The experts offered a few answers, but said energy generation is poised to face increasing obstacles from extreme weather. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A state highway heavily damaged by floods in 2013 reopens to traffic tomorrow. Highway 7 in St. Vrain Canyon between Lyons and Estes Park has been shut down since last September due to construction. Right now in Denver, it's 79 degrees with a few clouds. Look for a high of 82 degrees today. This is CPR News and KRCC.